Leanne, tell me about the charity.
The Disability Information Bureau was formed about 31 years ago, and the idea was to support people in the community who have disabilities or people that had an interest in disability-related matters. So the services that we offer are things like welfare rights, that includes form filling for PIP, DLA, attendance allowance, but also giving advice as well on those areas. We offer free computer courses, which is funded by Cheshire East Lifelong Learning, and that enables people in the community to come in, meet new people, develop their IT skills, and that also lends itself to they might want to come and volunteer for us, but it sort of improves the health and wellbeing as well. We offer employment support on a new contract called Welfare, Wellbeing and Work. So there's a support coach there, and that can look at a wide range of issues that people might be experiencing. We hire rooms at Shop Mobility, suitable for all kinds of meetings. And we also, I've mentioned volunteering, we offer fabulous volunteering opportunities. I can vouch for that because I started 15 years ago as a volunteer, and I've worked in various roles, and now I'm branch manager. So yeah, fabulous little organisation. It's really helped improve the lives of people within Cheshire East. And to prove that, we've got a volunteer and a service user.
Stephen.
Hello.
How long have you been using the service?
Well, roughly just over a year, give or take. You know, September onward. Because basically, it helped me for a start to, understand the document size and the legalised areas, which is a minefield, as anybody who talks to the council will quietly understand. They actually help you as well to keep going, because sometimes, I've had a slight depression and it helps me get out of myself just to keep going, grab the day, just keep going.
And how did you hear of the service?
On interweb.
Right, yeah.
On Facebook and all that. Yeah. And plus, I came about a while ago now for my PIP, but because that blew my mind, that did. So I always have them in the background, because you've always got to have somebody like this who helps you, because a lot of services won't, to a certain degree, but these will bend over backwards for you.
So is it a case that you sort of come in and out of the service and use it as and when you need to
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, I get on with it, do it yourself, but there's certain times where you are in that brick wall. You're just going around in like a little circle wondering what's happening. And unless you have somebody who knows the knowledge, you're going to be stuck there. You need somebody just go this way a bit, go that way. Because otherwise you'd just be floundering, unfortunately.
Yeah. So all the form filling's a bit of a minefield then.
I tell you. Yeah. It's one form after another sometimes. No wonder my hands are not working properly.
I'm going to wheel myself over to one of the volunteers. Hello.
Hi.
How long have you been helping out?
Gosh, about 4 years.
And what's your role here? What is it? Do you do everything or specialise?
I am receptionist, but I can help with most things in here. So anything they ask me, really. I tend to do booking appointments, advising. I can help advise with maybe what kind of benefits people would be eligible for. If it's not something that I'm aware of, then I would pass that over to the relevant department. But yeah.
Do you know how many volunteers there are here?
25. About 25. Yes, so I've been here for about 4 years, and it's just helped me massively with my confidence. The role that I was in prior to here, I'd not used sort of computers and things like that since I'd left school, so I was just, it was a bit daunting. So they trained me, and now I feel really confident doing that. I'll be training other people as well, so training the new volunteer receptionists that come in.
I mean, it strikes me that, it's a full-service charity, but it strikes me that it's a little bit more local and homely than that. I think it looks to me like everybody sort of helps each other
and take
it from there.
We often hear people calling it our little family. So other than the Disability Information Bureau, we run Shop Mobility as well. So that's hiring out scooters, and we also have manual wheelchairs that we can loan out longer than a day. So if someone wanted to go on holiday and they had a short-term disability, then they could come and hire that for a duration of up to 2 weeks or longer, depending on the need. We also sell radar keys, which is the key that opens up a disabled toilet. And we also run an information and advice service, so if people are looking for information for things related to a disability, we can help find that and signpost them.
Ian, what do you do here?
I'm one of the IT tutors. There's full-time, part-time tutors, myself and my colleague. And what we do is we just offer courses on basic computer skills. Because a lot of people have found themselves, through no fault of their own, digitally excluded. But a lot of people never use them. Cooks, cleaners, dustbin men. Yeah, people who have all vital jobs. And then, for some reason, they need to find work. And everything now is on a computer, and it's overwhelming for a lot of people. And then COVID breakout, obviously there was the use of technology for Zoom, which I just about got my head around. So someone who's 70, you know, it's a really difficult thing. We offer courses to help people with that, but we start basically at the very basic.
Yeah.
Take them on a journey.
And so by the time they finish, they're a bit more computer literate, more
absolutely,
confident.
Absolutely, yeah. Because most people coming in, they go, I want to learn a computer. To which I go, well, then you need to go to university and learn how to code. But what you're going to learn is how to use applications on a computer. Because Microsoft Word, word processing, is an application. In the same way WhatsApp is an application on your phone. And once you break it down into real-world equivalents...
Leon, very quickly, tell me a little bit about what you do for fundraising, because obviously these things that you're doing all cost money.
Yeah, we rely on people's donations. We apply for grants, which can help to pay for running of services and continuation of those. We work on a lot of grants. That's basically the bread and butter of how we work. And so it's things like we won a national lottery contract, which enabled that to run for 3 years. And I talked a little bit about welfare, wellness and wellbeing. That's the project that a few of us are working on. They come through welfare rights, and then we look at sort of the bigger picture on what other areas they might need help with. So it could be access to mental health services, or help with accommodation, or issues with building confidence, or looking for work and volunteering. I am an advocate for the volunteers here. It's a fantastic organisation.
Final question. If anybody wants to donate or anybody wants to volunteer,
yeah,
what's the best way of getting hold
okay.
of you?
Okay, if they go on our website, Disability Information Bureau, there is an information email. They can send it via that. They can either call us or they can pop in. If they want to donate, again, they can come in, donate cash, or if they want to pay by card, they can. Or there's also a donate button on the website as well.